Time for another community spotlight here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 My FM. It is Bob Perreault with you, and I'm very pleased to have with us via Zoom today, Minister with the United Church of Canada and Primary Reserve Chaplain with the Canadian Armed Forces, Mike Perreault. Mike, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Bob. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. I really thought that this is a question that needs answering, and I've asked it of a few people. And nobody knows. So I figured we'd turn to an expert and ask you. And that question is, how do they determine when Easter takes place? It's different every year.
Well, it is a tale of incongruent calendars, as it would happen. So Easter goes back 2,000 years, but the festival of Passover goes back thousands of years before that. Originally, Christians wanted to tie Easter with the festival of Passover.
Okay, so how do they determine then the exact dates that it sort of takes place? Because I know it has something to do with maybe a full moon or something like that. Maybe explain that part.
It absolutely does. It has what it's actually called is the paschal moon, which is the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So Easter will happen after the first full moon of the vernal equinox.
And that, of course, is when spring hits.
That is when spring hits. Yeah. So the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox is Easter Sunday. Simple, right?
No, it really isn't.
Exactly, because it's different in Eastern Christianity. It happens a little bit later. And it's not exactly tied to Passover so much anymore, because Passover is based on the Jewish lunar calendar, which has 11 fewer days than the Gregorian and Julian calendar. So most of the time it does kind of roughly line up, but this year it does not.
Has anyone ever talked about, just sort of making it fall on a particular day of say April, like the third Sunday of April or something like that?
Well, I happen to be a proponent of that, although I don't know how many people are actually listening to me. It's kind of like daylight savings time. In the States, there is a movement to get rid of daylight savings time, or at least just leave it. What it's going to be, daylight savings time or Eastern Standard Time. There was a movement afoot to have Easter take place on the second Sunday of April every year, but it has not gained sufficient traction.
So we are sort of left with Easter floating around late March, early April, depending on the full moon.
It depends on the full moon. The earliest it could possibly take place is March 22nd.
That is early.
That is early, and the last time it happened was 1818, and that's not going to happen again until 2285.
Wow,
So,
it's almost as rare as a complete solar eclipse.
yeah, pretty much. You got one of those kind of too. Now, it can take place as late as April the 22nd, unless it's a leap year, when it can take place as late as April the 23rd, which
Wow.
it did back in the year 2000. And we're not
Well,
going to see one of those for a long time.
I'd like to say thanks for clearing some things up for us, Mike, but I'm a little bit more confused than I was going in. Actually, I'm not. But just for we'll sum it all up here. I'll ask you the question one more time and leave our listeners with this. How do they determine when Easter is every year?
It is the Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. In Western Christianity, in Eastern Christianity, it happens a little bit later.
Clear as mud. All right. Thank you very much for that, Mike.
You're
We
welcome.
really appreciate it. And actually some great information there. Of course, I joke around a bit, but we do celebrate Easter coming up this weekend. Very much looking forward to it. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Happy Easter, whenever it
Happy
happens.
Happy Easter to you as well. Mike Perreault is a minister with the Church or the United Church of Canada, and he is a primary reserve chaplain with the Canadian Armed Forces. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault.